Maria Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Gentleman on the phone now, who you may remember from last year and a couple of years before that as the voice and the body and the face of Steve Fox
from Double the Fist.
Craig Anderson, good morning.
Good morning.
Now,
it's a slightly different voice to Steve Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nicer, less
it's
manic
warmer.
Voice.
It's a slightly cuddlier voice, isn't
it? A much cuddlier voice. Now, Craig, since Double the Fist went global and sort of conquered the world, you've taken a slightly different tack in your life.
Yeah, I've moved into to directing mixed abilities ensemble, disabled performers from Western Sydney. In a theatre show.
Now, you have in the past directed Tony Walters, so is this that much of a switch?
Tony Walters, by the way, is
the Womp.
He is the Womp, and also happens to be the director of Triple J TV with the Doctor.
So how did you get into hanging out with mixed abilities people?
I did some work out at Powerhouse Youth Theatre in Western Sydney in Fairfield, and they were working with disabled people from the area. And they invited me to come and start being like a dramaturg and sit in on the process. Pretty soon I became friends with everyone, and then they asked me to be the director of this show, Hard Days.
Is this a show that you've written yourself, or is it the ensemble wrote it? Or
yeah, the ensemble writes it, which is very funny because the ensemble are sort of crazy and very funny people. So there's some storylines in there which make no sense at all.
What's your favourite storyline that you are putting on?
Andy, one of the guys who's had brain trauma, he can't centre himself, so he speaks whatever the hell comes into his head. And one of the storylines came from just improvising with him. There's a scene, it's set in a factory, and they're suffering workers' rights, and it's all meant to be, sad and powerful. But then he goes, all right, well, I want to piss in a can. And we go, all right, Andy, let's write a storyline where you urinate in a can and then we use the can later on to destroy the whole building.
Careful, JTV's going to pick up that idea.
Yeah.
Lindsay McDougall will have it on.
I'm already thinking about some kind of crazy super piss. But this, like, so this is a gentleman who can't censor himself. He has no wall. And so just says everything that he thinks. So you're working with these people. What is what is it like? What's the rehearsal process like?
It's pretty good because I've worked with actors before, fancy actors and normal and amateur actors. These guys are awesome because they offer more than anyone ever has offered before. Do you know what I mean? As a director, you want people to fire up and give you some good suggestions. These guys give suggestions like nonstop. They go so extreme, it's not funny. But Andy, sometimes he gets a little angry in rehearsals. He speaks his mind when I'm talking too much crap, and he's not afraid to let me know.
So it's like working with a whole lot of Gary Buseys.
Yeah,
just angry and forthright.
Cool. Well, look, if you want to catch it, it's called Hard Days.
Yes.
And
It's just in Sydney.
Yeah.
But Western Sydney.
You can catch it in Clyde at Two Factory. Was it Two Factory Street?
Yeah, it's in a big abandoned factory there. We've hired out this space in a factory.
Have you hired it out, or are you guys just kind of squatting?
No, we're not allowed to squat because it's a proper government show and stuff. So, no, we've hired it, and the owner is very aware of us being there.
So, you've got two shows today and two shows tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We got matinees because at 11 o'clock all the disabled services want to rock in at 11 today. And then we've got shows 7:30 p.m. each night.
Craig Anderson, thank you very, very much for having a chat to us. And I'm sure we'll see you on the television very soon.
Hey, Craig, just before you go, can you give us a tiny bit of Steve Fox?
what do you want Steve to say?
What would Steve say as he said goodbye?
Surely breakfast radio is pretty weak.
Breakfast radio is one of the weakest, most disgusting radio forms of radio.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, sir.
See you, mate. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.